Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with the Kentucky County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today, in our ongoing series of short talks on Woodstock, we're going to have a brief look at the history of the Tye family. Woodstock Estate owes its existence to the land speculation of Stephen Sweet of Kilkenny, who in 1703 purchased the townlands of Inishdeig, Kilcross, Killeen and Ballyshane from the financially embarrassed James Butler, 2nd Duke of Ormond. The lands that formed the Woodstock estate amounted to 21,763 statute acres dispersed over six counties prior to the Land Acts. Stephen Sweet died in 1725, having designated as his heir his grandson William Fownes. William Fownes was the son of Sir William Fownes, 1st Baronet and one-time Lord Mayor of Dublin. In 1739, William married Lady Elizabeth Ponsonby, daughter of Brabazon Ponsonby, 1st Earl of Bessborough, her dowry of £4,000 assisted in the building of a new residence on the estate, Woodstock House. Sir William and Lady Elizabeth had an only child, Sarah. Sarah married William Tye of Rossanna, and on the death of her parents in 1778, she inherited the Woodstock estate. 4 years later, in 1782, her husband, William Tye, died suddenly at a relatively young age. Sarah transferred her estate to her eldest son, William, who was later known as Statistical Tye, in the 1790s. William was the most gifted member of the family, though his first cousin and sister-in-law Mary Tye Nee Blackford, the poet, whose famous poem Psyche was perhaps the most celebrated family member of their day. William was largely brought up at Woodstock by his Fownes parents, followed by a more formal education at Eton College. He undertook the Grand Tour in the late 1780s and early 90s, then obligatory for all gentlemen who aspired to a finished education. His travels extended to France, the Netherlands, Italy, Germany and Hungary, but also Poland, Sweden and Russia. William married his wife Marianne in 1793 and began carrying out extensive works at Woodstock. The Swiss cottage was built in near the existing Red House and two single-storey wings to the design of William Robinson were added to the main house. William died on the 12th of March 1816 in London after a long illness. In the library he is best known as being the author of Tye's Statistical Survey of Kilkenny, which we have available in the Local Studies Department. He was succeeded at Woodstock by the elder of the two sons, William Frederick Fownes Tye, while his second son, Daniel Bunbury Tye, inherited his estate, Rosanna. William Frederick Fownes Tye married Lady Louisa Lennox in April 1825, one of 14 children born to the guardsman and jewellers, Colonel Charles Lennox, later 4th Duke of Richmond. Her marriage was not approved of by her mother, who had married off three of her daughters to dukes and a fourth to her marquis. While her marriage was approved of by her elder brother, the 5th Duke of Richmond, she nonetheless came to the marriage without a dowry. Lady Louisa was no stranger to Ireland. When she arrived, her father being Lord Lieutenant of Ireland from 1807 until 1813. The Duke was a heavy drinker and the family lived extravagantly while in Ireland, were unable to maintain their estate Goodwood and moved to Brussels in 1813. It was here at the British Embassy that the famous pre-Waterloo ball held by Lady Louisa's mother took place. This was later immortalised by Lord Byron. Lady Louisa, who was 12 at the time, was present at the party and helped her godfather, the Duke of Wellington, to buckle on his sword while the call to arms was sounded. Lady Louisa was keenly interested in local welfare and to give employment to women in Inishdeig. She instituted here one of the first examples of the lace industry in Ireland, bringing back from Brussels the necessary tools of for this trade and a Fleming woman as an instructor. She had an only one child, a girl, Charlotte, who died in 1838 when only a few months old, being either smothered or neglected one night by her two nurses. William Tye died in 1878, while Lady Louisa survived him by 22 years and died in March 1900. Although the Tye family still had links with Inishdeig and Woodstock to this day, after the death of Lady Louisa, they were not as prominent as they had been and were no longer in residence at Woodstock House when it was set ablaze in July 1922.